Recently, a particular college football coach stated that his concern for his players with sickle cell trait is why he supports a rule that would allow substitution of defensive players within the first 10 seconds of the play clock. However, when you look closer at the facts, this coach's justification doesn't add up. Of the 20 football players with sickle cell trait that have died in the last 10 years, all 20 died during or immediately after extreme and long conditioning drills. None died during a game. In fact, the American Society of Hematology and other experts say that the athletes with sickle cell trait can participate as long as they take the same precaution that all athletes take to prevent heat-related injuries. So, can sickle cell trait be a problem during a game? Probably not. During a football game, the pace is not sustained as long as it is during any of the extreme conditioning drills. In the last five-year period, the average was actually 2.3 plays per minute, or almost 26 seconds from one play to the next. In the end, concern for player safety is admirable, but let's figure out what really is a safety issue before the game is changed. There's more information and discussion about this issue at HuffIonsInstitute.org, and until next week, we hope you have an active and healthy week.